for that is where people now piling into this call. My name is Malcolm Peters. I'm calling from Shelley Village in North Yorkshire, and it's fantastic to see so many people from around the world calling in. We've got people from Las Vegas, Ontario, Canada, Germany, Turkey. The list is endless here. Lots of people, obviously, from the UK, Ireland. Welcome all to the call. What we're going to try and do on this call today is a slightly different format, and the call is designed to do several things. First and foremost, I'd like to welcome the guests that have joined us. You've been invited on this call to take a look at a unique business opportunity that's launching now in Europe. The opportunity itself is called the Shosai Business Opportunity. It's been established now for a couple of years in the USA, in Canada, where you've heard so many people calling in from. Welcome to all of you this afternoon. And also in Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. My guest today is a personal friend of mine who I met about 20 years ago. I've been in the industry in home-based businesses for over 30 years with some good success, and I've always been excited to look at any opportunity that's going to help individuals like myself and many others who are looking, searching for a way to make extra money working from home, getting away from the J-O-B. I met my guest, Paula Pritchard, who's calling in from Tampa, like I say, around 20 years ago. With her partner, Kathy, they created an absolute revolution in the 80s when they first arrived with a business opportunity that really fired up and changed the face of home-based businesses throughout Europe. Paula and Kathy seldom, over the last two decades, ever talk about their success, but these are millionaire earners who have achieved great success by helping other people to succeed with stable, solid businesses with very, very good products. You can imagine the absolute pleasure I had hearing from Paula over Christmas telling me that she's coming to the UK. And I told my partner the first words that came out of my mouth were, it's so good that you're coming back here, because the last time they came over to Europe and opened up Europe, 250,000 people joined the business. And like I say, we have never seen anything like that happen after that over the next 20 years. Paula and Kathy are one of the most successful teams in the home-based business industry, as I've pointed out before, and I say to many people, normal people from normal backgrounds who've achieved extraordinary success by helping other people to succeed. And so when Paula called me up, my first reaction was, Paula, whatever you're doing, if you've got smelly socks in boxes, I'm going to join you. So I really didn't go into many details about what she was doing at that time. If you're a guest online, I want you to listen very carefully to what we're going to cover tonight, an extraordinary and intriguing, exciting business opportunity called Shosai. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my wonderful, lovely guest, Paula Pritchard. Paula, welcome to the call.
Malcolm, thank you. What a great crowd we have on this evening. My God.
It's unbelievable. We've got people from Las Vegas, Scotland, Germany, Turkey. I've got a huge list here. Halifax, Nova Scotia, Spain. So, you know, you set that fire. I think we're going to do it all over again for the year 2009 plus. So, Paula, very, very quickly, what I'd like to do, if I can, is for you to explain to everyone online first so that we can get the call started and level out. How did you come across the Shosai business opportunity? And what was it that intrigued you? With the background that you've got, you've made all the money that you have. What was it about this particular company that intrigued you and excited you?
Well, Malcolm, it was really, really simple. I inadvertently overheard someone talking about a healthy Belgian chocolate when I was on a call. And when I hung up, I thought to myself, healthy Belgian chocolate. I really got excited because I love chocolate, but then especially Belgian chocolate. And for those of you in Europe, I want you to understand that there is no chocolate in North America, and as far as I'm concerned, to compare with European. And so I was very excited, but Malcolm, the more I thought about it, I thought healthy means it's probably going to taste terrible. So I put it aside in my mind until I had a chance to taste it a month later, and oh my gosh, it was drop dead delicious. So that right there got my attention.
When you actually obviously doing your due diligence, Paul, if you'd like to share with all our guests and people listening in, you heard about the product itself. What did you do next, and how did you find out about the company, and what did you see?
Well, what I did is I couldn't get it out of my mind, and you know, you don't make decisions based on just I like a product. I mean, I could always buy the product. So if it was a business that was worth doing, you really needed to do due diligence. And so I started to look at the chocolate industry, and I thought, my gosh, the chocolate industry is just a massive industry. And you know, I live in Florida, so we get hurricanes through here throughout the summer. And I looked at bottled water, you know, almost a $12 billion industry here in the United States, and yet I look at chocolate, it's almost a $1 trillion industry. So I decided to go out to look at the company at the headquarters, which is in Reno, Nevada. And that's where I had the opportunity to meet the family, because this is a family-owned, debt-free company. That's where I had the chance to meet the family, and I was extremely impressed, Malcolm.
As far as the company's concerned, Paula, I mean, how long has the company been going? And tell us a bit more about that, because I think it's important for everyone listening in online. We've seen so many businesses come and go, and what we look for is stability. We look for solid foundations. Tell us a little bit more about this family-owned operation, Shosai, and a little bit about their history, please.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned the word established, because one of the things I did find out is chocolate's not an easy business to get into. In other words, I mean, it's very political. It takes long-term relationships to really be in that particular business. And that's exactly what this family had. They had created the first low-carb, sugar-free Belgian chocolate bar a decade ago and turned it into a $300 million success story here in North America. And so, consequently, they had the relationships with the Belgian manufacturer. And they decided that, you know, as the low-carb started to fade out, they decided that the place to be was in healthy chocolate. And, you know, obviously there's a great deal of publicity on that, which I'm sure we can talk about later. But the point was is they decided to create a unique chocolate. And so when I visited the company itself, they have a 75,000-square-foot office facility. It's absolutely gorgeous. They have the ability to do $1 billion a year in business out of that one facility, and they have room to create a second facility just like it right next door. And they had created this business. They actually started the healthy chocolate business in June of 2005. In that first 6 months, they did about $5 million in business. Their second year, they did approximately $15 million. Their third year, 25, or their second full year, 25 million. This last year, 55 million. And they expect this year to do over 100 million in business. So they've really done it right. And, they really felt that, that they had something very, very unique.
I think it's very exciting for most of us because I first heard, if you remember the conversation that I had with you, I said chocolate. My first reaction was that this is the stuff that makes your teeth go bad and it's not very, very good for you. So it's really interesting.
Right.
Most of the people I speak to as well take a second glance and say chocolate, you're in the chocolate business. So we're going to talk about that shortly, but I think it's important for people to understand that this is something that you just said, I made a quick note of. This is a $1 trillion industry, and I mm-hmm. think it's important that people get a perspective of it, because as I've heard before from some of the calls that you've made, it occupies the most expensive real estate. All of us in Europe in particular know chocolate, and I can understand why you loved our chocolate, because American chocolate doesn't taste that good. But, you know, just make sure that we get this correct. The company itself, Shosai, we're going to talk about that shortly, actually was established in the chocolate business previously, Paula, and did $300 million in business turnover prior to launching this company. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. So they were already a success story. In fact, Malcolm, they were the biggest importer of sugar-free Belgian chocolate in North America. So they had the relationships with the manufacturer. They had already proved themselves in the chocolate industry. So they had done very, very well. But what kind of impressed me, and you just said that, you know, almost a $1 trillion industry. I sat down and I looked at some of the demographics and I could not believe it, because I said, would this fly as a traditional business? And I came to realize 9 out of 10 people crave chocolate. 9 out of 10. I couldn't even think of another product 9 out of 10 people craved. And then as I looked closer, I found out that 1 out of every 2 have to have chocolate every single day. 1 out of every 2 people. In fact, the average person in North America eats 12 pounds of chocolate a year. The average person in the UK eats 18 pounds a year. And that explains why this is a massive business. It's actually recession-proof, Malcolm, because this is one of 4 products. Chocolate is one of 4 products that actually grew during the Depression. And I am getting articles and news programs right now being forwarded to me that are validating the fact that while other businesses are suffering and declining in North America and in Europe, chocolate is booming. You know, they want it when they're happy. They want it at their celebrations, at their bar mitzvahs, at their weddings. They want to even give it as gifts. But they also want chocolate when they're unhappy. They, you know, how many times have you seen a cartoon when somebody's laying on a sofa with a box of chocolates on their stomach? Because, you know, it makes them feel better. Now we know there's a chemical reason. It actually, chocolate actually raises a person's serotonin level, which actually increases their mood, puts them in a better mood. So, you know, from all the demographics, Malcolm, it made sense all the way around. Even if you wanted to build a traditional business, chocolate is the business to be in.
I think what's exciting here, and I've made a note of it, is in the first year they did 5 million, the second year 15 million, third year 25, last year 55, and 100 million this year. So that's an important element that people need to take into account. Let's talk about the name of the company, Shasai. How did that come about?
Well, actually, the name of the company is MXI. It stands for Marketing Chocolate International. And I know people are saying chocolate. I mean, it starts with a C. Well, they spell it with an X, the same way the Mayans and the Aztecs did 3,500 years ago when they pronounced it Xocolatl. And so then the company, being called MXI, decided to call their actual chocolate product Shosai, the XO for the Xocolatl, and then the ACI for a berry called the acai berry that they add to their proprietary formulation. And so it's pronounced SHO, XO is pronounced SHO, and then ACI is pronounced acai. It's pronounced Shosai in the actual name. And that came about because of chocolate and the acai berry combination.
So let's talk a little bit more about this chocolate. I mean, obviously the company's doing something right and there is an established market for the product. I can't think of any other product, Paula, from the ages of 4 to 94 that people don't know about. We've just had Easter and my girlfriend was going out giving chocolate eggs to just about everybody in the neighborhood. And while she was doing that, she started talking about our product as well. Let's talk about why our product is proprietary and what are the unique elements and features and benefits of this particular brand of product.
Oh, great. Thanks for asking that, because that's something I really want to talk about. This is a, it turns out that chocolate happens to be one of the highest antioxidant foods on the planet. And the reason it's so high in antioxidants, it's actually particularly high in a particular kind of antioxidant called a flavonoid, which is a full-spectrum antioxidant. And you find these flavonoids in your darker leafy vegetables and fruits, like the spinach, the broccoli, the blueberries, the red wine, the darker grape versus the white wine. And because these flavonoids, there's so much research on flavonoids right now, these particular kind of flavonoids, as lowering blood pressure, lowering cholesterol, lowering inflammation in the body, and having great effects on insulin resistance in diabetics. And so it turns out that the cocoa bean is loaded with these kind of flavonoids. And they do such unique things. But the problem is that when you take a cocoa bean and you turn it into chocolate, it's a heat process. And they found out the heat killed about 75% of these flavonoids. So what this family did, this chocolate family that owns MXI, they went to their Belgian manufacturer and said, we need to get rid of the heat. The process didn't exist. The Belgian manufacturer created a cold processing technology that he patented it. And then he gave MXI the worldwide exclusive rights to chocolate made with this special process. So there is no heat added to this chocolate. This chocolate is cold processed. It's extremely potent. Like one piece of chocolate would equal the equivalent of a half a pound of spinach in antioxidant value. So three chocolates a day would equal the equivalent of approximately 5 to 6 fruits and vegetables a day that most people are not eating. And so this chocolate is really, really healthy. They call it a functional food here. And even though the patent is owned by the manufacturer, they created their own proprietary formulation, and they added the highest antioxidant fruit on the planet, which is the acai berry out of the Amazon rainforest, and they added a number of other ingredients. But what they didn't add is what's really important. They added no fillers. There's no waxes, so you will find no paraffin waxes, anything like that, in this chocolate. There's no caffeine in this chocolate, which surprises everyone. There's none of the refined sugars, which give you those sugar highs and lows and sugar blues. No refined sugars, none of the bad fats. And so when you eat this chocolate, your body recognizes it as a functional food, and it is absolutely delicious, pure chocolate. The way it was made for the Aztecs and Mayans 3,500 years ago when it was used for medicinal purposes. So that's what makes this chocolate so unique and so different. No one else is doing exactly what this company's doing.
So what we're really saying is it's an exclusive product. Nobody else has it. It's patented. And one of the things that really surprised me, I want to make sure that we cover this really carefully on this call because it was an important part of my due diligence. I wasn't aware that normal chocolate, because when we talk about chocolate, Paula, even now when I talk to people about the opportunity, they think it's normal chocolate, it's sickly, it's sweet. And when I tell them that chocolate's full of fillers and waxes and it's got refined sugar and fat, most people don't understand that until you explain it to them. So we're not really just promoting this as a chocolate substitute, are we? We're promoting this as a completely different type of product. It's a unique product, more on the health benefit side than for its sweetness and you know, what we associate chocolate with normally. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And another way to also say it, Malcolm, is it's a unique delivery system. In other words, we know we need antioxidants. Because they've now proven through a great deal of research by scientists that aging and over 200 degenerative diseases are caused by inflammation and oxidation. And so they fight this with antioxidants. So all these companies are creating pills and potions and capsules. And, you know, people forget to take their pills or their potions or their capsules, or they forget to eat fresh fruits and vegetables enough to give them the antioxidant content, but they never seem to forget their chocolate. So what we've done is we've taken a pure, beautiful, raw product and loaded with antioxidants, and now you've got a delivery system to get the antioxidants into people through something they really, really enjoy and demand anyway. One out of two have to eat their chocolate every day. So what a perfect marriage.
That just sounds too good to be true. A tasty treat that's good for you. Okay, let's talk about what we know about chocolate and the media itself. Now, for those of you who are new online, one of the first things I did was I typed out healthy chocolate on Google, and apart from the zillion pages that I got of Shisei distributors all over the world, there were some fabulous articles, Paul. I saw articles from Reader's Digest, The Times, The Guardian. In fact, just about every major circulatory magazine that I can think of that I would take notice of, none of your Inquirer or anything like that, were talking about chocolate and why it's good for you. So really, we can safely say that one of the reasons for the progressive growth of this company, going from 5 million to 55 million to 100 million this year in its fifth year, is the free media exposure that we get. Tell us a bit more about what the media is saying, and more importantly, I think celebrity endorsement always helps as well. What's happening as far as the general consensus of what the media is doing for this product as far as America, Canada is concerned, and what type of people are coming into it as far as celebrity status is concerned?
Well, and they're finding out, and keep in mind that it's these flavonoids in these darker fruits and vegetables, these flavonoids in these dark cocoa beans and this dark cocoa powder, which is so potent, they're finding that these flavonoids are good for your skin, that they help reduce insulin resistance in diabetics, which is a big problem. They're finding that it actually fights inflammation in the gums, like gingivitis. They're finding that it actually fights inflammation in the arteries and lowers blood pressure. And in fact, in the United States, it's labeled a functional food, but in Canada, it's actually labeled a nutritional product where they put some of these documented clinicals on the outside of the boxes in Canada. So it's getting a great deal of publicity that chocolate could actually be good for you if you would take out the refined sugars and the bad fats that cause people, you know, all these health problems. And so, you know, when people say, when I grew up, it said they rotted your teeth or caused acne, you know, it always led back to these bad fats, these waxes, fillers, and these obviously refined sugars that have no nutritional value. So you remove those and you end up having a very, very healthy raw product.
I mean, Paula, I've seen some of the articles with Google talking about the fact that there's cocoa content in other chocolates at around 70%. So why is our chocolate different for most of the people listening? And why is our product so unique when you can always go and buy possibly a cocoa product 70%? Is it because of this process that you're talking about?
Absolutely, Malcolm. You really hit the nail on the head. It could be 90% cacao, but if it's been processed, you know, a majority of the good things in the chocolate has been eliminated by the heat. And so, and then if they added refined sugars, now you're putting some of the bad things back in it. Or if they took the cocoa butter out of it, which is a neutral fat, and replaced it with some of the bad fats, because cocoa butter is so valuable in the cosmetic industry, many chocolate companies will sell the cocoa butter to the cosmetic industry and replace the cocoa butter with bad saturated fats. So, you know, and cocoa butter in itself is a neutral fat. It doesn't raise your cholesterol at all. So consequently, yes, it doesn't matter how high the cocoa content is, if it's been processed.
I think it's important for people in Europe to know, obviously, we're completely ground floor here. But in America, you've also had some celebrities that have joined the business. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, if you don't mind sharing with us, any well-known faces that have joined the business?
Absolutely. Larry King's involved in the business. Marie Osmond, who's very popular in Europe, is building a very successful business. I know Oprah Winfrey was on the product. She shared it with her cardiologist, who was doing clinicals with her patients in conjunction with other clinicals that was being done on this specific product at the University of Utah. So it is that people love chocolate. So, I mean, if all they could do is remove the guilt and replace the bad chocolate with the good, then people are going to do that. So, I mean, it's getting a lot of attention, no question.
Wow, fabulous. So we've got a stable company, an exclusive product, free advertising almost from what I can see from the notes I've made here with all the media that's talking about it. Nothing like it because it's repeat order, and I think that's an important part for home-based businesses. So let's now get on to why most people come onto these calls. Whenever I look at home-based business, I'm looking at the money first, Paula, and unfortunately that's not always the way to go because people forget you've got to have a stable company, you've got to make sure that the product's good, instant recognition, not a pill or a potion where you spend an hour trying to explain to them what's in it. And I think that we've got all those checkboxes ticked there. Let's talk about the opportunity, Paula. But before I do that, I think it's important for people to know online, and it excites me, and I hope you don't mind me saying it, you're a million-dollar earner in this business. And what was really fabulous news was day before yesterday telling us that you've got someone who brought you into the business a couple of years ago who has also now hit that lucrative target. I'm not for 1 minute saying that everybody listening in is going to become a millionaire, but it proves that the systems that you're using and what you're doing works. Let's talk about this opportunity. Why is this opportunity helping so many people achieve so much success in a relatively short period of time?
Well, I think it helps that you're a category creator. You're a trendsetter with a unique product. There's no real competition for this product is one thing. And then when you have such high demand, even in bad times in your economy, that makes it really exciting because, I mean, I'd have a hard time thinking if I was going to start a business today, what would be a good business during these down times? Maybe debt consolidation or, you know, what would be a good business? And so, consequently, chocolate tends to be a great business in good or bad times. And what's been exciting for me is that this is an opportunity, Malcolm, where the company obviously had relationships with major retail stores across North America, even Tesco's in the UK, where in their past business, when they had the low-carb chocolate, they had it in Walmart and Target and whatever. But they came to the conclusion with something this good and this healthy and this unique and this exclusive that, you know, no one would be looking for it in a retail store because they wouldn't even know it existed. So they decided to take it through referral marketing, which is better known to some people's network marketing, where they could create a home-based business and people could tell other people about it. And it would be similar to signing up with a Costco's. You get a membership, you get special buying privileges. At Costco's, the buying privileges are you buy large quantities, whereas the buying privileges here is you actually buy the chocolate at wholesale. And so the company, every 7 days, calculates how much volume came through their warehouse based on, you know, what you ordered and referrals from other people and what they ordered. And then the company sends you or calculates every week what, you know, like a thank you check, we call them commissions over here, on the volume that came through their warehouses. And so consequently what I did is I shared this concept with other people. And they share it with other people because they love the chocolate they got on it. It's hard to go back to the waxy filler sweet chocolates that people were eating before once they've been on something this pure and this good. So they started referring other people, and people started buying for their own use. People started buying, to share with their children. People started building a business, telling other people about it and telling other people about it. And the next thing you know, they started to receive some substantial checks from the company because of all the volume coming through the company, and they started making income. And that's probably been the most exciting for myself and for Kathy. Not what we've made, but the fact that we have so many people in our business making such great income. I mean, incomes that would just astound you. I mean, not only maybe an extra equivalent 500 pounds a month, secondary income, or 1,000 pounds a month, or 2,000, 3,000 pounds a month, but we have people that are making the equivalent of 10, 20, 30, 40,000 pounds a month in not only supplemental income, but full career income. And of course, the first person we introduced the business to, was in Canada, Ian and Judy Murray, and they just took off like gangbusters, and they crossed $1 million in commissions with this company in 28 months. We're so excited for them and so proud of them.
That is, it just always gets the hairs on the back of my neck standing. That, what's wonderful is to hear you say that, you know, someone that you brought in has actually achieved that success. So the pay itself, I want to make sure everyone understands, we're paid weekly with this program. How are people paid? I mean, what choices do they have?
Well, it's calculated weekly, and then it's sent out every 2 weeks, and they can receive a check from the company, or we have what's called a ProPay card. It's like a MasterCard, and their commissions every other Tuesday are put on that card, and then they can use that card to, they can empty that into their bank account, or they could use that card to buy their groceries, you know, to pay for things, whatever. And so it's a card that, you know, we'll have around the globe.
Well, I think it's a very important thing in Europe, a MasterCard, especially these rough times, those moments in time, a lot of people, unfortunately, are having problems with their own card. So the money's paid onto a MasterCard. You have a choice for that, and you can use that for all your bills and buying groceries, et cetera, et cetera. So that's our pay. Now, we've talked about the company. We've talked about this exclusive patented product that's unique. We've talked about media coverage. We've talked about the fact that it's repeat order. I think also what's very, very important, and you are renowned for it, and particularly your partner, Kathy, let's talk very, very briefly about a new person that's going to join this business who's listening in right now, says, well, it all sounds very great, Paula, but, you know, I've got no experience, I've got no background, I don't know anybody. Let's talk to people about support and training. What do we offer as a team as far as support and training is concerned that has helped people to achieve the great success that they've got in your organization?
Well, we've got great tools. We've got CDs, DVDs, brochures, books, all kinds of literature on the business opportunity and the product. At the same time, so people can listen to it, or they can watch it, or they can read it. Either way. And then we have an internet presence. We have a training site which even has archived training calls. So if someone gets in today, they can listen to calls that happened, you know, 6, 9, 12 months ago, that are in special trainings. And then we also do live calls like this one. We do live calls like this so many a week. We have training calls on Mondays. We have training calls to the UK in the middle of the day for the US, and to in the evening in the UK, and in Tuesday evenings. We have opportunity presentations like this every Thursday evening. We have getting started calls for brand new people every Saturday. So we really have an amazing support system here to help people who have never been in this kind of business, help them go from A to Z, from step one. We even have live events. We have one coming up next weekend in the Midlands with a new gold over there, Laura Maddox. She'll be heading up that. We've got great leadership in the different countries that over there as well. I'm going to be bringing our head of our medical advisory board over there next month. And I'll be doing trainings as well as Kathy, so it's pretty exciting.
Paula, I could sit here for the next hour and talk to you because there's so many things to share with people, but I think it's important, the final thing that we're going to talk about, the opportunity itself, just tell everyone online right now, as far as Europe's concerned, what is the rollout for Europe, what has happened so far, and I believe there's been quite a lot of success in Ireland as well. Would you like to share with everyone what actually has been happening as far as the UK is concerned since its official launch? I believe it was in February. Just let people get an idea of where we're at, why timing is so important, and what actually is happening in the field.
Well, we launched in the UK. It was actually the last week in January, which was the 31st. So February is really our first month. And we've already had some people climbing up the ladder of success there, and some incredible incomes already were being made within the first 4 weeks, and the second 4 weeks that we were there. It's been just astounding. They've actually officially opened the United Kingdom, and they are doing a rollout of product shipment into other EU countries because you're allowed to be able to ship the product so people can use before you have to reach certain VAT requirements in those countries. So we're already working on regulatory requirements in, say, Germany. Looks like they've already met those in South Africa, and they're going to be opening that. The goal here is the actual product is manufactured, the raw chocolate is manufactured in Belgium. We have an exclusive agreement with the research and development team in Belgium for the next 3 years that have all kinds of new products and clinicals on those products coming out. And then the actual formulation and molding takes place in Western Canada. They want to be able to open in the Netherlands a molding and special formulating plant there that they will open up right on the continent, because their goal is to spread throughout the European continent over the next year and a half. And I believe they're going to do a great job of that, because chocolate is a great product for that market. So timing is so perfect right now, Malcolm.
I was just going to say, I mean, from what I've gathered, I heard this through the grapevine as well. So quickly just share with us what's happening in Ireland, because, I mean, that they're really, really moving quite quickly this moment in time.
Oh, Ireland is, they're on fire. They love chocolate, and they're very, very excited. And we had a person, Damien O'Brien, just reach one of our really top positions in the middle management part of the company, and he's got an amazing group there. And, you know, what's interesting is the company really has some great incentives, Malcolm. As you know, it's one thing to earn money, but it's another thing to get the kind of recognition, the rewards that go with it, and they really do a bang-up job at that.
Tell us very, very quickly about the recognition programs and what's been happening around the world as far as, you know, people achieving success. What kind of recognition do we have with this company?
Well, let me give you one example. One example, they have a fly-in that people who reach a certain position, they have a fly-in program. They fly them to Reno, Nevada. They put them on a dinner cruise at Lake Tahoe one day, which is just spectacular, and then the next day they're at the home office getting trained. We've already got two people out of the UK qualify for that fly-in. They'll be flowing in October. Kathy and I both have to leave for a fly-in, that similar fly-in, on this Sunday. They'll do it next week. And then they have a program where you you reach a little higher position. They put you in a Mercedes-Benz automobile. So when we're out there next week, they're going to have a fleet of Mercedes delivered to the office, and people that have come in, they're going to pick up their car at the office. Some will have their cars transported to their home, and so they're going to pick up their Mercedes car next week as well, and I'm going to have pictures of that. That'll be amazing. When you reach the top position, they put you in a $100,000 car, the top of the line Mercedes, and so they have two car programs. They also have a couple trips. Every year in January, they send you on a Caribbean cruise. Anybody can qualify for that. We already have people in the UK at the top of the leaderboard in points for that Caribbean cruise. That program goes from April 6th to the 30th of November. And then when you reach one of the top positions as well, they send you on a 100K trip. This year it happens to be a Mediterranean cruise on Crystal Cruise Lines that will start on August 21st, leaving out of Barcelona, Spain, and it'll go up to Monte Carlo, over to Rome, side trip to Florence, down to Sicily, and back up to Venice. So, I mean, this 12-day trip, they pay for everything. So we got some wonderful trips, great car programs, and then great company fly-ins as well, as bonus pools that people qualify for, which are amazing, and lots of commissions. So it's
Paula, thank you so much for joining me. It's unrehearsed, as you know, and we decided to do this at the last minute, and I think that anybody listening online right now would see and get a better insight on what we've got here. I'd like to thank you personally again, Paula, for joining me. I'd like to wind the call up by asking you as a guest, if you've just joined us, think carefully about what you've heard on this call. Myself talking to my sponsor and a mentor of mine for many, many years now, Paula Pritchard, who shared with you this fabulous opportunity, Kushasai. We've got a stable company here, important points that I've made a note of here. The call has taken a little longer than I wanted it to, but I think it's important when you're making a decision that's going to affect you for the next 2 to 5 years, it's going to help you to move from where you are to where you want to go, that these points are covered and you really understand them. Here is a company that is stable. It's not something that started yesterday. It's been going for 4.5 years now. It's gone from, you know, 5 million to 55 million, 100 million turnover this year. So it's a proven business. That's the most important thing to think about. Got a company here that's also backed financially, because prior to them launching, a as I've got from my notes here, they already did 300 million turnover, which I think is important. What a product. A product that everybody knows. Instant recognition, not a juice or a pill or a potion where you've got to try and explain to people what it does. We are told by the media, we're told by the press, we're told by our doctors, antioxidants are very important to all of us. I should know, I've been a smoker most of my life, I just stopped about a year ago now, and so for myself now, coming on to the age of 50 shortly, it is becoming an important issue. We always leave it to the last minute before we decide to do something. So think about the product itself. This is not just chocolate as you know it. It's a revolutionary product, a category creator, as Paula has said. It's patented. You know, that's what I like about it. When you're in these industries and you get into a home-based business, you've got to look at these basics. Is the company stable? Is it going to be around for a while? The company was already around with its product in all the major supermarkets in America before it decided to take this route. Now we can share in that profitability. I think that's very, very important. Media. How often have you joined a business where you've got to try and convince somebody that the product that you've got is good for them? The media, and I urge you straight after this call, apart from getting back to the person that brought you online, getting more information, getting your questions answered, please spend some time tonight. Get yourself a hot cup of coffee or tea. Go online and just see what I found. Everywhere you look, science journal, magazines, put chocolate, healthy chocolate, flavonoids, and you'll suddenly understand why all of us are so excited about it. So we've got free publicity. Compensation plan, we haven't spent a lot of time on it here because I don't think it's important for the first introduction to a business for you to get to know the ins and outs of the mechanics and the gearing of how it all works. What you need to know is this a business that I can do? Well, thousands of people around the world have already done it. It doesn't matter about your age, your experience, what your background is, because people who have walked the walk, people like Paula Pritchard, Kathy Robbins, have walked the walk, are teaching other people success systems that work. Remember, their success is based on your success. And what better way to substantiate that than someone that they brought into this business 28 months ago has made $1 million? Is that going to happen for you? I really don't know. It'll depend on your dedication, your time, but most importantly, your desire to want to change. And what a time to look for change. I have to say this because I personally have never known a recession or a situation that is as dire as the position that we're in right now in the UK. Each and every single one of us in the UK right now owes £33,000 because of our wonderful Chancellor. Not going to go into politics. People are looking, they're searching for an opportunity. What an opportunity. What about timing? 450 million people in Europe. You don't need thousands of people to join this business. You'll be taught everything that you know. I urge you, first of all, thank you for joining this call. I urge you to take the next step. The next step is very, very simple. You're on this call for a reason. You're looking and you're searching. Maybe you're curious. Maybe you've seen an advertisement. But you've heard from who I believe is one of the greatest. She never says that. Did you notice that? When I asked her the question about her success, she completely just never, ever talks about her own success. I'm going to talk about her success. She, with her partner, Kathy, are the most successful entrepreneurs in our industry worldwide. Two of the best. You'll never meet anybody better. They have brought this opportunity to Europe. It's on the ground floor. You've heard on the call, if you came on a little bit later, we've got people here from Las Vegas, from Canada, from Turkey, from Spain, from Germany, from Belgium, from Ireland, from England. I can assure you, in the next few months, you're going to hear people from all over Europe calling in. You're in the right place at the right time. You've got to take a deep breath and get back to the person that introduced you to this call. Talk to that person, make sure you get all your questions answered. There'll be some websites for you to take a look at. And join us on a training call that we've got coming up. My name is Malcolm Peters. It's been my pleasure to talk to my mentor and a very good friend, Paula Pritchard, on this call. I hope you've enjoyed the call. We're slightly over time. But time is something on a call like this that is important. It's better to spend a bit more time to make sure you really get it than to go through with a slick presentation in 15 minutes. I hope you all enjoy the call. I'm going to open the call out now and say goodnight to all of you, and we'll see you online again next Thursday.
Well done, Malcolm. Lloyd here.
Lloyd, welcome.